Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number two.
The last time I shared with you about Dr. Lester Sumrall and how he came to know the Lord. And I just said, boy, he had a rough start to life, and at the age of 17 was dying, and a miracle happened. The prayers of his mother came to pass. So, hey, you moms out there, don't forget to pray and never stop praying. And I had one lady come to me in church some time ago and talked about how her son, teenage son, was rude and mean and nasty and treated his mother in a very despicable way. He doesn't want to talk. He wants to move hundreds, if not further, miles away from this home just so he doesn't have to hear me or see me. I thought, wow, that's pretty drastic measures, but that's what he wanted to do. And the Lord gave me a word for that, and I kind of looked at her, held her hand, prayed for her. He says, listen to this. He might want to jump out of your hands, but he can never jump out of the hands of God. And, oh, she burst in tears and said, boy, that's what I needed to hear. Because, yeah, he's definitely jumped out of my hands. And you know how moms are, that they want to take care of. They want to console. They want to bless. They want to help. And, frankly, sometimes they just want a mother just a little bit too much. And so, anyway, she was satisfied with that answer, that yes, they might want to jump out of your hands and they might succeed, but they will never jump out of the hands of God. He is always there. And so with Lester Sumrall, my father, in fact, I'm the second born. I have an older brother, Frank, myself, and a younger brother named Peter, who passed away. And so, yeah. We had a great time growing up and an unusual time and hearing the stories of long ago. And sometimes when you're a kid, these stories don't impact you. They don't make sense at all. And then you grow up and hear other people talking about those same stories, then about your own dad, then about the books that he has written about those stories. And the thing is that they are all true. In fact, I'm going to share with you just briefly about the last time he was in the United States for over a couple of years or more, but he traveled to California. He was able to get rid of his car, sell his car, hop on a train, and go to California because he told Howard Carter, the gentleman he was going to travel with from England, that yes, I am a missionary, when Howard was able to talk to him. And the deal was this. Lester Sumrall had not even been north of the Mason-Dixon line. I mean, he wasn't even out of the state of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky. But he said, yeah, I'm a missionary. I said, okay, then I'll meet you out in Asia. And so he sold his car. He was able to then go ahead and purchase a boat ticket. But he said all the way the wheels of the train were moving round and round, and they were speaking to his mind, saying, you're a fool, you're a fool, you're a fool, you're a fool. Why are you following after man you don't even know? You don't even know where he is. And you could keep on preaching and have a good life. So you are a fool, Lester Sumrall, you are a fool. Well, he refused to listen to that word, and he refused to listen to the train, which is a good thing. And so he went out to California to go preach. And so, and to say goodbye to several of his friends, because he was going to be away. He knew this for several years. And so he was going from church to church. In a very large church, they were able to have a church service and a good time. He had more than one service there. And so at the end of the service, they didn't take any offering up for Lester Sumrall, which would have been nice, a nice thing to do when you're a young man trying to go around the world. But the man did not take up an offering, which was just flat strange. Why would you do that for a young man, let alone somebody seasoned in the ministry? And so he said, well, it's nice that somebody young can go around the world like you. I said, well, thank you, sir. And it's so nice you have yourself underwritten by so many organizations that you can afford to go on that boat around the world. And my dad said, well, nobody's underwriting me. I have no churches. I have no denominations. I have nobody that is standing with me on this trip going to Asia. In fact, I'm just kind of trusting Jesus. And the pastor got angry with him and said, you are a fool. You are crazy, Lester Sumrall. You're going to go over there to China and you're going to starve to death. Well, my dad has a little bit of Irish in him. And he said, well, I want you to do something for me. He said, what's that? If I die and I starve to death in China, I want you, dear sir, to send a gravestone to China saying, here lies Lester Sumrall, starving to death, trusting Jesus. And the pastor said, I'm not going to send a gravestone like that. My father answered back and said, and you won't have to either. I'm going to be fine. If God can take care of me in the United States of America, he can take care of me anywhere. And boy, that truth has rung true every single day of his life until the age of 83 when he passed into the arms of Jesus. And so he got on the boat. He got on this freighter because he couldn't afford any other kind of ship, a freighter that just had a few spare cabins so he could pay as little as possible. And with him, he had 12 $1 bills. That was his fortune. That was all he had. And so all he had to go on this round-the-world trip with a stranger by the name of Howard Carter, he had a boat passage, and he had 12 $1 bills. And so he set off, traveling around the world, South Pacific. They went to Tahiti, went to Rarotonga, went to other islands in the Pacific. And then on the way, they had to stop in New Zealand, and he wanted to find one of the churches of his denomination. So they were there all day long. So he knocked on every single church door and said, do you know where the Assemblies of God church is? And every single one of them said, nope, sinners of God, never heard of them. And of course, they were quite rude, besides not so tactful. So finally, by the end of the day, he found the church that was across the railroad tracks, up a hill where nobody was, and he knocked on the door, and he said, you don't know me, but, and before he could say anything else, the pastor there said, oh, yes, I know you. Your name is Lester Sumrall, and you're looking for Howard Carter. I mean, you could have knocked my dad over with a feather. He said, how in the world did you know my name, and how in the world did you know anything about Howard Carter? And they will come in and sit down. It's a story. I said, well, what is it? We said, well, we're up in the mountains here in New Zealand, and we're having a pastor's retreat. At this pastor retreat, we have no phone, no communication. We are out in the wild, and we're just studying the Word of God with Howard Carter, and we have no communication at all. Finally, a note came from this man named Howard Carter, and he thought for a moment, then he wrote down a note, and he was getting a word from the Lord is what he was doing, and he said, well, give this young man that's going to be at your door tomorrow or the next day, and give him a note saying from Howard Carter that I'm going to see you in Sydney Harbor in 2 weeks' time, see you then. And that's all he had. And so the pastor said, Howard, this is crazy. We have no communication. We have no telephone. We have nothing. And you say God told you? He said, absolutely. God told me to write the note to give it to you if you're the pastor of that church. He said, okay, I'll see it and I'll prove you wrong. Well, obviously, they did not prove Howard Carter wrong because he got a word of God. And so he went down there to his church, and lo and behold, Lester Sumrall fulfilled that word. There he was, standing at the door, reading the note in his hand, saying, hey, this is Howard Carter, and I'm going to be in Sydney this particular time. Come and meet me there. Glad to see you then. He thought to himself, is this what I have got myself into? He had absolutely no idea what was going on in his life. He had no idea what was happening to him. And I said, wow, this guy is going to know everything. He is going to know when I'm coming. He's going to know when I'm going. And God, please don't tell him everything. And of course, that's from the heart and the mind of a young man that was meeting up, frankly, with an apostle of God. Howard Parter was an apostle of God that knew God, loved God, and God has supernaturally put them together. And I'm going to add one caveat, and that is this. Several years ago, an opportunity in the Philippines to talk with T.L. Osborne personally. And there was another evangelist there in the Philippines at the same time that was helping T.L. Osborne. He was looking after him. He was giving him rides. He was giving him preference. He got himself a lovely hotel room and upgraded the hotel room. Then he looked at me and says, why is this young man being so kind to me? I don't know him and he really doesn't know me. Why is he doing this? I said, Brother Osborne, just take a look at the Bible, which he'd already done for many, many years. But I said, in the Bible it says that Timothy really needed Paul. But listen, Brother Osborne, Paul really needed a Timothy. So never turn down somebody that wants to help you. You're seasoned, you're older, and God has put it on this man's heart to help you and bless you and to take care of you in the end of life. And so never turn down somebody who wants to bless you personally when you have fought so many battles for the kingdom of God. As it was a God thing that Howard Carter got with Lester Sumrall, and it really was a God thing that Lester Sumrall was able to achieve any kind of thing with the help of Howard Carter. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for tuning in to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org. and select the Giving tab. Sumrall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.